In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, glory to Jesus Christ. We come today, brothers and sisters in Christ, to the Sunday of All Saints, and it follows the great feast of Pentecost last Sunday. It's kind of a natural progression. Jesus' resurrection celebrated on Pascha, and then 40 days after that, his ascension into heaven. 50 days after his resurrection, the sending of the Holy Spirit and the beginning of the church militant here on earth. And then it only makes sense that now we start remembering the saints, the people who are the foundation, whose sufferings are the foundation of the church. Looking at the study Bible and looking at the texts that the church has selected for today for epistle and gospel, there's a heading up there if you take a look at it. It tells you what the readings are, and then it just summarizes why we remember the saints today and with these readings. And it says, the foundation of the church is the sufferings of her saints. There are two things we can take away from our remembrance of all saints today in the Orthodox Church. The first thing is that we are all called to this calling of sanctity. We are all called to be saints, made to be saints, if we could say it that way. Saintliness is not abnormal, it's not exceptional, but rather it's the normal flowering of every Christian life. We tend to sometimes think that the saints were created differently, they came down from heaven, you know, they were holy people from the beginning. One of the prerequisites for being recognized as a saint is you have to be dead. So they've gone through the life, and not all of them were holy in their lives. We know that the great apostle Paul was a fierce persecutor of Christians. We know that Mary of Egypt, that great model of repentance in the church, lived a life of harlotry and godlessness. So they, at some point, heard the call to holiness. And after their life was passed on earth, were recognized as being made perfect in God. You and I have the same calling to sanctity. It's not abnormal. It's something we should strive for. It's something we should hope for. It's something God created us to be. He created us for holiness. And saints are holy people because their holiness reflects the holiness of the one God. St. Paul calls the congregations in his letters saints, the members of the congregation, to the saints of the church in Corinth. He's not talking about Abraham and Isaac and those figures from Scripture. He's talking about the people who are gathered together in the church, the people of God. He's talking to you, calling you saints. So in anticipation that we all fulfill that calling to the glory of God, we are all saints. The other thing we can take away from our remembrance today is that, of course, in the Orthodox Church, we do not believe that we are without those who have gone before us. You know, when somebody dies, we don't believe they're gone, but they continue to remain with us in spirit and in prayer and in the worship of the church. We believe in one church, one body of Christ, and we sometimes call it the church militant, the ones who are here on earth, still taking up arms in the battle, so to speak. And then the church triumphant, the ones who have gone before us, who are worshiping in heaven. And the saints belong to that church. They're a part of us. Regrettably, there's a little bit of a variant in the readings today for the epistle, how far it's supposed to go. There's one verse that wasn't included in what we heard, but it's just some of the lectionaries give you this extra verse. And I want to refer to this. We didn't hear it, but it's printed in the epistle. After St. Paul says, all these did not receive what was promised. And he's talking about all the Old Testament figures, the ones who endured, the ones who suffered, the ones who fought the fight. Even though they did all that, they did not receive what was promised, since God had foreseen something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. The Word of God is teaching us that we are all called to this. And even though Moses was brave in his faith, even though all these other figures suffered, they escaped the edge of the sword. They stopped the mouths of lions. They were tortured, etc., etc. They were not made perfect apart from the one sacrifice that makes us all perfect. That's our Lord Jesus Christ and his death on the cross. So the Word of God is telling us that we, the church today, are part of that perfection. We may not do the things that the saints did in times of old, but we are nevertheless called to a perfection. And then he goes on to say, and this is the line we didn't hear read in church today, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses," that's the saints. That's the ones who have gone before. They're watching us. They're praying with us. They're praying for us. They're encouraging us in our struggles. And it's great to be in church and talk about the cloud of witnesses, because you look around and you see them actually depicted. I remember one person who converted to Orthodoxy late in life talking and saying that that passage from Hebrews really struck him as being true when he was in the Orthodox Church, because he looked around and he said, "Oh, that's what that means. The great cloud of witnesses. They're with us, brothers and sisters in Christ." So St. Paul tells us, "Let us lay aside every weight and every sin which clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us." So Paul encouraging us to persevere, not to give up, to endure. We may not be tortured for our faith. We may not be martyred or threatened with martyrdom. But everything we endure is just as important for our salvation as the people, the holy people that have gone before us. So we're all called to sanctity. We're all called to be saints. And the saints are with us. They are with us. They are not dead. Jesus tells the ones who don't believe in the resurrection, "Have you never read the passage when Moses is speaking to the bush and he addresses God as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? God is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living." Our God is the God of the living, and the saints are alive with us. We heard in the epistle then all these things that had to be endured. And I'm reminded of something that Flannery O'Connor, one of the great American writers from the last century, she was a Roman Catholic, by the way, and her faith played a great role in shaping a lot of her writings. She said this: "What people don't realize is how much religion costs. They think faith is a big electric blanket, when of course it is a cross." Most of us think faith is a big electric blanket. In reality, it is a cross. Think of the people who were martyred, whose blood was spilled for the church. Think of those who were persecuted for the faith. Think of those who were given a choice of a nice, comfortable life with their families and to keep their positions in society, if only they would worship the God of the emperor and deny their Lord Jesus Christ. Was their faith a warm, cozy blanket? It meant death. Think of Abraham, who was called by God and told to leave the land of his fathers and go to the place where I will tell you. Was faith for Abraham warm and cozy? No. It was a cross. And these saints that have gone before us knew that, and they understood that a life in God, which we understand today, a life in Jesus Christ, is a life of the cross. And if we are willing to pick it up and follow Him, as our Lord tells Peter in the Gospel today, "You who have followed me will sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes. And everyone who has left houses, brothers, sister, father, mother, all the things we cling to in the world, the warm, cozy blanket, for my name's sake, will receive 100-fold and inherit eternal life." This is the promise, brothers and sisters in Christ. We look to Jesus, the pioneer and perfection of our faith, as it says in the epistle. We also have the wonderful saints to emulate, to pray to learn about. And I encourage us, all of us, even if we already do this, to continue to do it. But if we don't, learn about the saints. Read their lives. Develop an affinity for a saint you might not know. Find out what they were about and why the church recognizes them as holy people. And then include them in your prayer life. You know, we put icons in our homes of saints and of Jesus. Include them in your prayers. Ask them to help you. Ask them to be with you and to pray to God for you. Teach your children about saints. Our society teaches young people to emulate and to learn about all kinds of figures of history, popular culture. Maybe they're actors, athletes, musicians. And sometimes their lives aren't very edifying. Let's teach our young people to look at the holy ones, to learn about their lives and what they did and how they were made perfect in God, in Jesus Christ, and not apart from you and me. This is what I encourage us to do on this Sunday of All Saints, when we remember all the holy ones who have gone before us through the ages. Through their prayers, through the prayers of the Most Holy Theotokos and of all the saints, all the ones that we hold dear and whose names we bear, may our Lord God have mercy on us and save us.